What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging. With 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture, this Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
What the heck is going on with all these promotional popcorn buckets? The giant shorts that all of Gen Z is wearing now? And whatever the heck Hyrox is? I'm comedian and certified hater, Matt Belisai, and these are the types of questions I'm demanding answers to on my podcast, What the Heck with Matt Belisai. Listen or watch every Thursday as I rant about all the internet trends, pop culture stories, and personal mayhem that makes me scream, What the Heck? Follow What the Heck with Matt Belisai wherever you get your podcasts.
Is Olivia okay? I think that's the question Lynx have after truly one of the most incredible rookie seasons of any professional Minnesota athlete. It's Drive Time. Jason here, Dan, Laura. And let's get right to Star Tribune women's sports reporter. She covers the Lynx. She covers it all. Cassidy Hedesheimer with the Star Tribune is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker hotline. We saw that moment of Olivia Miles leaving a little early, this a little ankle thing. What do we know, Cassidy?
Yeah, so as of just a few minutes ago, actually, the team released its pregame availability report. All WNBA teams put them out at least 24 hours before tip-off of their next game. And in that, Olivia was listed as probable for Friday's matchup against the Washington Mystics. Are traveling cross country there, but we'll see Nafisa Collier get some rest, and she'll sit out of her first game since she's come back. So I think all in all, a pretty good sign that Olivia is listed as probable there, that if it was something more serious, then she would have just been ruled out entirely. Typically, the way those availability reports work, something like probable will be around a 75% chance of playing. So, chance that the Lynx see her tomorrow, and if not tomorrow, then I would say likely Monday when they're back here facing Golden State.
Talk to me about what we saw during that win last night in Golden State, because Golden State and the Lynx, number one, number two, but outside of a strong second half sort of push by Golden State, and the Lynx looked tough.
Yeah, I mean, Golden State is, has the highest rated defense in the entire league, and they have, pretty consistently this season, just in terms of, the shooting splits they're holding opponents to, and the defensive rating that they've been able to put up opponent points per game. And defense has been something that, Cheryl Reeve has been kind of hammering home with the Lynx ever since they kind of turned this corner into July, and just have been kind of clear atop the league standings, wanting to make sure they're maintaining that part of their identity. And I think that we saw yesterday with, a team like the Lynx, they're, they can get the job done defensively and sort of match that intensity when they're playing their best on that end of the court. But they just have such a versatile offense with so many scoring options. And Golden State was looking to try to cash in from deep and just couldn't convert. But the Lynx offense is much more multifaceted than that, and Olivia Miles has played a big part in that, and they were able to, make them pay even against a really good defense.
Olivia Miles now has the most 3 points made in a rookie season in franchise history, passing Maya Moore. When you look at this season from Olivia Miles, when you started covering this team, I mean, did anyone see the level of dominance? I mean, you're crazy if you're not talking about Olivia Miles as a straight-up MVP, not just Rookie of the Year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, she's so quickly, sort of surpassed the those Rookie of the Year conversations and inserted herself into, all WNBA first team. Pretty much, I would say, a lock at this point. I think that kind of coming into the team or coming into the season at draft night, Cheryl Reeve was talking about how important the point guard position is. And if you can kind of bring in someone that you think is going to be a franchise, you know, potentially dynasty, like point guard, like Lindsey Whalen, and bring that in and kind of usher in, you know, an era of the team with them running point, then that's something that you'll want to do. But there's such a learning curve at that position, right? Like, you're kind of handed the keys to the team's offense, and you know, the ball's in your hands a lot. And, you know, with that can come turnovers and mistakes. And, you know, not that, you know, Olivia hasn't had those moments at times, but,
sure. You
know, it's been rare. It's been few and far between. She's shown that she can play make, she can score. You know, she's versatile and just kind of balances that, like, you know, running a really efficient and machine-like offense while making it look fun as well. And just like they're having a ball out there on the court. And so, yeah, it's been, you know, super interesting to watch up close. And, you know, just from people I talk to that follow along as fans, as spectators, they're having a blast as well.
Washington is next. Then Golden State is back at Target Center on Monday. When you look at the rest of the season, what are you watching for as the Lynx sort of head towards the playoffs that they've already clinched a spot in?
Yeah, the Lynx have already clinched a spot, like you mentioned, and then that win over Golden State gave them a pretty clear path to maintaining the number one seed. You know, now four games ahead of Golden State, as well as holding the tiebreaker in their season series over them. And so it would take a pretty sharp turn in order for them to lose a hold of that here with seven games left to play. But, you know, they definitely still have a pretty tough schedule coming up with, like you mentioned, Washington and Golden State. They go to Atlanta as another playoff team. And then after the FIBA break, that'll put them through mid-September, they get New York, Connecticut, and the Indiana Fever twice. So it'll be a good test. I think what I'll be probably looking out for most is, you know, kind of rotations and what we think that Cheryl is going to play lineups-wise and minutes-wise, kind of as they push into the playoffs. I think, you know, the bench will shorten, and it already kind of has as they go into the postseason. And so it'll be interesting to see what they like, what they don't like, and maybe how they can, you know, anticipate some of these matchups of teams that they might, you know, play here in the next few weeks and then see again come the postseason pretty soon.
I mean, Golden State has been so impressive this season, but they just can't quite crack the Lynx, right? There's something about the Lynx that, for you, is it the game planning? Is it the coaching? Or do the Lynx just have too many weapons?
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously, you know, two great coaches on either side of that matchup. I mean, yeah. Shari, four-time, you know, coach of the year, and she's given, even pregame yesterday, was giving kudos to Golden State's Natalie Nicasse, who was 2025 coach of the year, for what she was able to do with that Golden State expansion team. And so, you know, but I just think that, yeah, I mean, you know, Cheryl knows how to utilize all those weapons, like you mentioned, that the Lynx have. I mean, I think that they have five players on the court, you know, now with Nafisa Collier back, that could, you know, wouldn't be a surprise to see anyone drop 20 points in a night. And that's just something that very few teams can say. And so if someone's having an off night, you know, they've got ways to sort of counteract that. So,
well, you never know when Kayla McBride is going to launch 10 three-pointers and score 43 points, right?
Right, yeah. It's always a threat.
Maybe she's got – I hope she has more left in the holster. We don't need to you don't need to get 43 points in one night necessarily. It's pretty fun. Cassidy, I hope people are plugged in. This Golden State rivalry with that team back on Monday has been fun, especially as, let's be real, the WNBA headlines have been largely about, you know, political issues, social issues, personality conflicts, big superstars in the league. And Golden State has the number two seed, and they've just sort of been doing the work. The Lynx, for the most part, also have not been courting controversy, other than perhaps the one game where Indiana was in town and Cheryl Reeve had the T-shirt about protecting trans kids. Otherwise, the Lynx have not really been in the throw of most of the WNBA controversy.
Yeah, I mean, they've been, you know, like you mentioned, there's so many good storylines and, you know, so many interesting matchups and stuff that'll come. And I think, you know, once the corner kind of turns into the playoffs and some of these, you know, matchups 1-8 and 2-7 and start kind of crystallizing. I think, you know, that the basketball storylines will, you know, be ripe for the taking. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of
see what people grab, right?
Yeah,
exactly. Cassidy Hedesheimer, thank you so much. Women's sports reporter, covers the Lynx for the Minnesota Star Tribune. Thanks, Cassidy.
Thanks for having me on.
Good stuff. Go get those tickets for Monday night, right? In advance of the state fair. The breaking news that we heard at the top of the hour, and there will be a news conference in the next 10 minutes or so talking about the deal. The whole thing is so weird, isn't it? Like, well, we're going to court to try to get these gangbangers. Is it that easy? Could we go to court and just get gangbangers to stop being in the gang? Is that a thing? You just get a court order and they don't come? Well, we're not admitting we're in a gang, but like, all right, I guess no all you can drink milk for me. I just wonder where you're at about the fair and safety. Are you reconsidering? I'm impressed with the proactive measure to try to shut this down using the civil court. What do you guys have to say about it? 651-461-9226. Are you changing your plans at all? We'll talk about that when we come back.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging. With 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture, this Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at Prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Dianaroga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Pretty wild, right? Like, can you remember the last time somebody was taken to court because you're trying to prevent them from committing a crime? I will say I like it. Generally speaking, when you're looking at crime in Minnesota, you know, law enforcement can try to intervene to prevent, but we mostly respond, right? Something bad happens, you show up. Something bad happens, you call the cops, they show up. This idea of getting out in front of it, and we know that police, investigators throughout our community are listening. They're listening on social media. They're watching social conversations. They're trying to be the best position possible to prevent crime. But the idea of taking suspected gang members to court to bar them from the state fair because they were planning on having like a giant battle royale there. I will say, like, the Ramsey County attorney, the investigators, Keith Ellison, the attorney general, I am impressed at the proactiveness here. And I'm not going to think twice about the fair. I will say that over the last 5 years, my parental instinct to allow my kids to be at the fair alone at night has sort of, it's a no for me. And when my kids were 15 or 16 or 17, I would let them go to the fair with friends. And today, would I let a 16-year-old go to the state fair? I guess, what time would you say? I think when the sun goes down, you got to come home. 651-461-9226. Tim is in St. Paul. Tim, has your attitude on safety in the fair, has that changed at all?
A little. I think last year the gates closed on the last day at 6:55. I was more afraid of the police than anybody else. It was ridiculous. The overkill, the helicopters, they closed 5 minutes early. I couldn't even get into the fair. It was ridiculous. The overage and I strongly disagree. The fair should be open till at least midnight. We're paying $20 to get in. It's over. The greed is ridiculous. You know, a few gang members should not be causing the fair to be ruined for the rest of us. Some of us work late, and we like to go to the fair.
They didn't change the hours because of crime or gang members, did they? I think the hours are the same. They've always been open till 11.
I think they did.
Did they?
It happened after the shooting a couple years ago, I think.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't remember.
Yeah, no,
I don't remember it being open till midnight, but you could be right. I could be wrong on that.
Well, when I was a real little boy, it was 1 a.m. You know, I'm 59. But, the police there were, I thought, it made me very uncomfortable, the police presence. And I'm a big supporter of the police.
Right.
They can't do their jobs in Minneapolis, you know, it's gotten really ridiculous. You know, I mean, I don't know. I would never want to be a cop in Minneapolis. I mean, the leadership at the top is horrible.
But, you know, here's what's different. Today, you have gangs that operate in a different way than we remember them operating in the, you know, late 90s or even in the early 2000s, where there's not necessarily a central leadership. And so in 2024, three people were shot and wounded in that parking lot near the state fair. And there was sort of that melee. I think one of my kids was actually at the fair when that was going on in 2024. In 2025, you had another gang fight near the Midway. And this isn't just a Minnesota problem. We've seen this at state fairs around the country. Because we're seeing it at like high school graduations, college graduations, any sort of public place becomes maybe an easy way for people to try to settle a score and escape. I don't know. It is a little scary to me. I feel you on the like, man, when you see a bazillion cops out there, it doesn't say, let's go check out the dairy barn. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, it was absolutely ridiculous. It seemed like they were all on a power trip as well, guarding the fence. I was mad because I got in on time and they didn't let me in.
Yeah.
You know, and I had a bunch of tickets and stuff. I lost about $100 in value by them closing 5 minutes early for no reason.
Yeah.
I was angry about that, and they all had attitudes. It was really made me mad. And by the way, to stop these people, we need enforcement. I think they should be using real bullets. The cops need to shoot to kill these people. I mean, the people know the game.
No. Tim, that's quite a turn from like I was intimidated by too many cops, but I do think they should shoot to kill. Is that a good idea, you think, at the state fair? Dan, 1 to 10, where are you at on shoot to kill with gangs at the Minnesota State
Negative
Fair?
Negative 975.
Oh, man. Could you turn it into like a grandstand-type game?
Oh, gosh, no.
No?
No. That's an even worse idea.
But if you hit, then you get like the giant gorilla.
No.
These are bad ideas. Sometimes we get talking, we have an idea. Sometimes it's a bad idea. Can any private business now ban people preemptively, says a texter. So if I know you're in a gang, can I bring you to court and ban you from ever entering due to fear or a potential incident? It is interesting, right? There are some legal guardrails around this. So Minnesota law, Susie Jones was explaining this to me yesterday, that under Minnesota law, there is a legal definition of a gang member. And you have to meet 9 different, you know, check boxes.
Criteria.
That make you officially a gang member. Which I didn't know membership was that complicated. Like, I'm in the Minneapolis club. I'm a member there. I didn't have to check that many boxes.
Not even nearly as complicated. I wonder if there has to be some sort of pretext, too. Like, you know, obviously this happened because, and obviously the attorney general and the county attorney could go to court and say, look, here's the messages that were sent out threatening this fight.
Yep. They're and you're
it isn't just saying, hey, if you're in a gang, we're going to ban you from the fair. It's saying, oh, no, these people are threatening this thing and therefore we're going to ban them from
your
the fair.
Your question is well placed. And there is a mid 2000s law that sets up sort of a gang. It's a very interesting law. It's a civil gang nuisance law. So there's criminal law that defines what it means to be in a criminal gang. And then there's civil law that says if there are at least three separate incidents in a period of not more than 12 months, you can use a civil law to ban someone. So no, you can't just preemptively ban anyone, but you can preemptively ban. Well, you can't preemptively do that.
Now we're back to Tim's suggestion.
There's a former deputy sheriff who said, I am dying inside right now. The texters were as curious about that last phone call as I was. What a turn. Let's break. I still can't believe he said all these cops all over the place. They closed the thing down, and they closed it down 5 minutes early, Dan. And I lost. Think of the money I lost by closing it down. I don't understand why they don't just open fire with real bullets. You never know what you're going to hear on Drive Time with DeRusha. I guarantee you that.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now you can go beyond imaging with 80 plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
DeRusha Eats, brought to you by our friends at the Minnesota Pork Board. Pick a side, pumpkin or apple. 651-461-9226. We are at pumpkin spice latte season. It's happening. It's on the menu. And it debuted today at Caribou Coffee. You could call in if you want and tell me that you think it's too early, because it is August 20th. But when I went to Caribou today, there it was. Pumpkin spice latte. And do I think it's too early? No, it's fine. No one is making you order it. You don't have to order it, right? Like, people like people really like those seasonal drinks, right? Caribou, though, is trying to figure out what is the future, because pumpkin has been sort of the king for the last, 15 years or so? And so what Caribou is doing is they are leaning into apple. Would I prefer apple? So, like, you can get an apple foam. Do I want an apple? Do I want foam? Is that like whipped cream? Is foam different from whipped cream? Are they trying to make us think like it's healthier? It's apple foam. I don't know. I think it's very interesting. One of the things I've been fascinated by with the beverage space is that I love coffee. I love coffee shops. I love going out for coffee. I like the ritual. I like the vibes. I like the fancy modern shops. I like the coffee shop that's got like 1 million plants. Is it Backstory? in the North Loop. I think that place is beautiful. I like Fragment. I just like coffee shops. But you know what I get at the coffee shop? Coffee. Black. No room for cream. The coffee shop for me, the beverage experience, I am not looking for your foo-foo, foamy, whipped creamed, spiced, pumpkined, appled. Can I just get a cup of coffee? And sometimes you have to look at the dang menu and like, where is the coffee? Can I just get coffee? Lots of response on YouTube right now. Audrey is all in on Apple. All in on Apple. Boo pumpkin spice, says Audrey. Our friend Barb says it's definitely too early, especially when they run out of the fall drinks in the first week of October. Textures are all coming in on Apple. Maybe Caribou's onto something here, right? So I'm willing for science to try. Which one of these? Do I need the foam? Is that what we're doing? I'm not sure. Starbucks comes out with their pumpkin spice latte August 25th. What day is that, Dan?
August 25th?
Yeah.
That would be Tuesday of next week.
All right. So Tuesday. Last year, Starbucks broke sales records when it launched the pumpkin drinks. Because that's the bit. So this year they have Honeycrisp Apple. So it's a Honeycrisp cold foam on top of the iced caramel latte. What I want you to do, without knowing, Dan Cook, guess how many calories are going to be in a foamed, latte'd, whatever it is.
What size?
Medium? I don't know.
839.
All right, let's see if I can figure this out. If I were a better host, I would have already looked this up. The Honeycrisp Apple Caramel Espresso Shaker, medium, has only 460 calories.
No,
that's not that bad. Now, if you get the caramel latte with Honeycrisp Apple cold foam, that's what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Now there's a cold foam situation. Now you're having fun, right? Do we need all the? Good for them. They're making money. People are drinking it. When I go to the coffee shop, I am the only person drinking coffee. Everyone's got, and people are like on their TikTok doing their coffee shop reviews, and they go to a coffee shop, they're like, my favorite drink is the lavender latte, rainbow sprinkles, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, or they'll be dissing some coffee shop because they don't like their drinks. And I'm like, how's the coffee? All right, caramel latte. Honeycrisp Apple Cold Foam. Medium, just 390 calories.
Wow, I was way high.
I thought this would be way more disgusting. Now 390 calories for me, like that's like a cheeseburger, right? Like that it is. Now what about that? Now we're getting into some of the real nonsense. Honeycrisp Apple. Caribou's going to hate this, right? They're like, DeRussia spent 4 minutes on the radio reading our calorie counts. I don't know. The caramel high rise looks pretty good. I got to be honest.
That's my standard when it comes to Caribou is the caramel high rise.
That's your go-to.
Yeah. I'm not sure about the Honeycrisp Apple version of it, but.
710 calories for that.
It's closer than that one.
Yeah. But, you know, for an afternoon treat, if that's what you want to, you know, I like a cocktail. Is somebody going to sit there and read how many calories are in whatever cocktails I like to eat? You know, I don't know. I think it's interesting. I think the Apple idea is super smart. I think it's super smart. Hey, fella, says the texter.
So you know this is going to be good.
It's not early. It's not too early. The Coburns in Delano just put out their Halloween candy a couple of days ago. Jeez, slow down.
Well, you got to get the Halloween stuff out because as soon as Halloween's done, then the Christmas stuff shows up.
I don't think it's too early. If people want, I mean, look at the weather outside today, although it's a little warm. Oh, Andrew says a caramel apple cocktail sounds amazing. We are like Honeycrisp apple capital here in Minnesota, right?
You know who hates the Honeycrisp? This won't surprise you.
ISIS?
Well, them, yes, and somebody a little bit closer to home.
Chad?
No.
Who? You?
No.
Who hates the
Adam Carter. Pay attention. Adam Carter hates everything.
I don't listen to Adam's show. Never have.
It's okay. He doesn't listen to anybody else either.
Don't really care for the guy, to be honest. If you're aligned with ISIS and your hatred for Honeycrisp Apple, I mean,
just saying.
Honestly, what are you doing with a show on this great radio station? I don't understand. That's Drive Time with DeRusha. Texters say it might be 500 calories for a medium, but most people walk out with a 38-ounce drink.
Well, there's that.
Yeah.
That is why I asked what size.
Do they still have coffee?
Allegedly.
No, I went to Caribou.
That's the rumor.
I had a light roast. It was delicious. Let's break. In a minute. Big news about Harry and Meghan. And just the fact that I say Harry and Meghan and you know who I'm talking about makes you part of the problem. We'll talk about that when we come back. It's one of my better forecasts, don't you think, Dan? It's crystal clear. Nailed it. Sometimes you just step up the plate. You're like, bam. Perfection. Later tonight, when my wife says, how is the show? I'm like, man, my weather forecasting game has never been better. So, Harry and Meghan, I don't care. I don't care. Does anyone care? Why do we care about Harry and Meghan? And why are they going home? And I don't care about the British royal family at all. And I wish I cared a little because it seems like it might be fun to care about it, right? Like, oh, these celebrities in this sort of fantasy world and whatever. Like, I liked Meghan Markle in that Suits show. She was funny. She's stunning. Prince Harry, you know, when I look at Prince Harry, I think, you know, there's hope for a guy who's losing his hair and a pretty snappy dresser. And then I think, well, I'm not a prince. So that's...
There's a bit of a difference.
It's a bit of a difference. So they think 6 years ago is a whole, like, F you to the royal family,
the
right?
The establishment, yeah.
And now they're going back.
I think part of the fascination with it is, at the very least, it shows that no matter how much wealth you have or how much power or influence you have, families are just families. Yeah. And they can be as screwed up as ever, regardless of the money.
I heard they left because they're afraid of all the crime in America. That's what I heard. A Continental Diamond. You know, go get yourself a beautiful pre-owned watch. Nobody better in town than my friends at ContinentalDiamond.com.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, "What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels?" Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.